Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs, and today's topic is going to be all around excuses. I know personally with myself back in my excuses were more profound and more consistent a few years ago, and over time they've diminished. I certainly do have some that come up occasionally. So, excuse number one, okay, which comes up a lot of the time, is I don't have money. Okay, I don't have money. So I used this one for a long, long time. And the truth is, people have money, they have access to money. And using the statement, I don't have the money, oftentimes it's just an excuse. Why? Because in a week's time, or 2 weeks' time, or a month's time, chances are that something will come along where it creates enough for you to want to spend the money on that thing. Okay, so when it comes to growing your business, you have to decide, is it actually a real priority? Okay, is it a real priority for you to grow your business? Because growing a business, it's not easy, but it can become more simple when you drop your excuses and you actually start to invest in yourself. And if you want to scale a company, then you're going to need to remove maybe some negative associations that you've had to spending money or making investments, because sometimes we do things and they don't work out and they don't pan out, honestly, as we would expect them to. So check in with when you use the statement, you know, and you use the phrase, I don't have money, what do you actually mean by that? Okay, what does it specifically mean? Does it mean that you don't have access to money? Does it mean that you can't sell some things that you don't need? Does it mean that you can't work an extra job? Does it mean that you can't put some extra effort in? Or what it actually comes down to a lot of the time is the financial intelligence around money. Because if you're in the position right now where you don't have money, and that's a completely true statement, Simon, I don't have money, okay? And that can be a really true statement, you don't have money. Then we have to look at what are the habits behind that, what's causing that, to be able to build that financial intelligence around what to do with money once you have it. Because sometimes we can get it and we can get rid of it really quickly. So for me, in my own position, you know, I've told the story, I was $50,000 in debt, and I had to put another payment on a credit card to be able to get myself out of debt. So I could have said, well, I don't have the money, but I had access to be able to get me out of the position I was in. Now, this is different for everyone. Some people are really good at saving. Okay, some people, like, they've got a bunch of savings, and every month they put away X amount, and they've got that money where they've built that over time. And so, you know, that's very different. Maybe you find yourself in a position where you've got some negative habits, where your habits on the weekends, or your habits every time, you know, you see something, you spend it, and so you've accumulated a lot of things, but they're not investments. It's not helping you grow your business. So we just have to get brutal and honest, and this video is about getting brutally honest around certain excuses that sometimes we throw out. So a big one is I don't have money. So my question is, what do you specifically mean by that? What are the actual details behind I don't have money? Is it just that the business isn't a priority and you don't want to invest? Like, you really just don't want it? Because those that are super successful, every single one of the people I know who are successful, they're always investing in themselves. And I have to, as a business owner, always be investing. You know, I'm investing in my team. I'm looking to invest in, like, more marketing to improve things. And in order to get that ascension and in order to get that growth, okay, I had to get uncomfortable. I had to make difficult decisions. I had to make sacrifices in order to get myself in the position where I was able to start to really understand investing in myself. Investing in your business, in the marketing, in, you know, learning certain things, courses and seminars and coaching and all those things. But there's also that investment in yourself, in time, in buying a book, in getting assistance around the challenge that you've got going on. And remember, all of these excuses are just mindset pieces. Okay, so post into the comments below, what are some of the excuses that you know that you have that maybe limit you moving forward? Because once we can start to get real and honest and raw about the excuses that are holding us back, then we can start to actually move forward. When you're willing to go, do you know what? I'm willing to get my bullshit called here. Only then can you move forward. Otherwise, the excuses just keep on coming round and round again, and you stay stuck because of the thoughts, which are the excuses. The next one is, I don't have time. Okay? So if you're a personal trainer, and you will get this a lot, which is, I don't have the time to train. I don't have the time to exercise. Again, it comes down to priorities. Okay? So you have to look at this yourself in your business. Is it that you don't have time to do the things that you need to do in your business? Okay, or is it the management of your time? Okay, is it the fact that you need to start to restructure things? If there was a fly on the wall and I was watching your day, okay, and I was actually to see your day from the moment you woke up to the moment you went to bed, what would be the reality of the I don't have time story? How much procrastination would there be? How much stuff can you start to group together to leverage more time? Okay. A big challenge for a lot of personal trainers is they're doing one-to-one personal training. And so that causes a time issue because you're working with a client in an hour, in 1 hour, and then the next day you're working with a client in the next hour. And so the biggest shift that you can get in your fitness business is by creating a business which has leverage, which is grouping people together in an online environment or an offline environment. Okay, when you're doing one-to-one and you're doing it for such a low price, then you're going to be stacked up with a lot of unavailable time because you've just committed most of your day to be working in a one-to-one setting. Okay, so if you want to get and triple your business, this is actually something I talk about in the training. If you head to fitpreneurs.com/triple, where we talk about how to triple, quadruple your business by using a framework and a formula, and that is definitely worth checking out for you guys. So again, post in the comments below and let's get your thoughts around some excuses. What excuses some excuses that have been given to you in your business? What's something that you hear a lot where you're like, hey, listen, that's just an excuse? And the question is, do you call it out or do you let it ride? Okay, because once we can call BS on the excuses and just be honest with someone coming from a good place, then only then can we start to sometimes move forward. Otherwise, the excuses just come to stay and we can't eradicate that. Okay, another one, which is a really common one, which is, I'm in a low income area, okay? Or I'm in a low populated area, which means that I cannot do X, Y, and Z. And again, this is just an excuse. This is a story that we create that stops us from limiting ourselves. And just understand, guys, a lot of the excuses that come up are things where we're so used to saying them, right? How many times are you used to just saying something, you spurt it out your mouth, and it's just like a habit? Excuses a lot of the times are just habits that we just keep on repeating, and then we start to believe that they're freaking true until actually someone calls it out. Excuses are a really big challenge for a lot of people. And we have to catch ourselves sometimes. And this list is actually based on data. This list that I've got here is based on data that's come into Fitpreneurs from actual application forms and accountability forms that we get in a lot of the time. So we've got, I don't have the money, which means a lot of the time, which is just, it's not a priority to me. I could find the money if I really wanted something, and I would make sacrifices. If there was that intensity of desire that I really wanted something, okay, understand you would make it happen. You would go and find a way, okay? So it's rarely ever about the money. It's all around desire and how much you want something. And to do this, have a think about something that you really wanted, but you stretched yourself to be able to get because there was such a desire for it, and you found the way, even though maybe you didn't have, quote unquote, the money. Very important. Next one, I don't have the time. The time excuse is, again, just a lack of priority. If it becomes a high priority, you will find the time, you will set some other things aside, you will decide, I'm not going to do this and I'm going to do that. Okay, so I don't have the time. What we need to do is actually look at where is the priority and what needs to happen for this to become a priority. And oftentimes, things have to get so painful for them to become a priority. So do you really want to grow your business to the level that you see other people doing it to? And are you willing to do what it takes to get there? Are you willing to make the sacrifices? Are you willing to make the changes? Are you willing to get down into the grit and suffer all of the pains, the heartache, the potential tears and wanting to quit, all of that, which is required to start to get ascension and growth? Even though someone like myself and the Fitpreneurs, we can make it easier by giving a blueprint, a formula, the coaching, the help, the support, all of that, you're still going to have to put in the hard work, the determination, and be like, have such a drive to want to make it happen beyond just the financial reward. It has to be way beyond the financials. Even though we may help someone go from, you know, 0 to 10,000 in a month, or 5 to 10, 15,000 in whatever period of time, it can happen fast. It's always attached to a bigger why. It's that drive to help people. It's that drive to want to do bigger and better things than the normal standard of what most people do in the industry. Okay, becoming a Fitpreneur and someone who really wants to grow a business, I can personally guarantee you, anyone who's got a really successful fitness business, or any successful business for that matter, okay, they're going to have had to make sacrifices and remove some of these excuses in order to get to where they have been successfully and also financially. Post into the comments below. Hey, Andy, would love to get your excuses of things that come up for you for clients. Post into the comments below. What are some of the excuses that you get on a regular basis, but you recognize that sometimes you use these yourself and they hold you back? Another one is, so we've got, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I'm in a low income area. We have to understand that just because you may work or be in a low income area doesn't mean that everyone's broke. That's just a story that we can create. The next one is, I don't know how to market myself. I don't know how to market myself. Well, here's the freaking truth. Everything's learnable. We've got books, okay? We've got courses, we've got education. But notice the patterns of, if you've learned certain things, have you applied them? If you haven't applied them, then why? Because it's very easy to say, well, I run a Facebook ad and now Facebook ads don't work for me. But just understand that you need to test different things. And if right now you're not a master of marketing, you need marketing and sales to grow your business. So you got to learn. You got to get down and instead of watching movies and playing video games and going out and getting drunk on the weekends, you got to study. You got to study the very thing that's going to help you grow a business. And the truth is, guys, that the most people who want to run a successful business, they're not willing to do the work on the marketing and get into the doing the funnels and writing a book. And it's like everyone's got a dream of something that they want to do, but they don't actually get there and do it. Okay, marketing is so incredibly important, that you're willing to put yourself out there, that you're willing to put your face in front of the brand. And oftentimes it's the mindset that causes the problem, because there's such a lack of confidence. And when you have a lack of confidence and the wrong mindset, it stops you from marketing. This is the biggest theme and the commonality that is with so many different personal trainers out there, that there's such a low self-esteem. Yes, while you're on the gym floor, maybe you're confident, but when it comes to doing videos and content and writing things, there's so much comparison. Oh, well, this trainer's doing this and I'm here. You've got to be willing to get outside of your comfort zone. So, you know, I don't know how to market. It's just an excuse, because everyone can freaking learn how to market themselves. You might not enjoy it, but you're going to have to go through that to get your business to where it needs to be. Marketing and sales and revenue. Okay, what grows a business is the right mindset. You've got to generate leads, which comes from marketing. You've got to enroll those leads. And then you've got to have a business model on the back end. There's so many things that might get you a quick immediate flash of leads and clients, but do you have something on the back end which is a sustainable business? Do you have a system there that you're able to follow? So I don't know how to market is just an excuse. Okay, the next one is, I can't close deals. I can't sell. Okay, Simon, I just can't sell. Again, this is about mastery. Okay, selling and enrolling clients and all of the marketing. If you look at any successful business owner and you look at any of the case studies at fitpreneurs.com, for example, then, you know, everyone's had to go through that learning curve. Okay, everyone's had to start to fail and then get better at something. Everyone's had to go through the no's in order to get to the yeses. And so I can't close deals and I can't sell is just an excuse, because you can get better at it. And the truth is about sales in your fitness business or any business, if you talk to any person who's great at selling and sales, then that comes from work, it comes from putting in the hours, and it's actually never ending. Because what you'll find is if you start to stop that, and for example, you go through a period in your business where you're enrolling, and then you step away for a month and you go on holiday, when you come back, you're gonna be rusty, right? Because you're not into flow. Some people are very kind of natural about it, but here's a big problem in the industry, which is for those who are confident, selling is easier. And for those who lack self-worth and fear rejection and fear judgment, you're going to have a problem with sales. And that's a very big common challenge. So you have to see that everything's interlinked. Mindset, confidence relates to sales. Mindset, confidence relates to excuses. So when you don't have the right mindset and you don't have the right confidence, you'll throw out excuses to justify to yourself why you're not actually taking action, when the bigger challenge is something much deeper than what you think it is. Very, very important. Post into the comments below. Is any of some of these points, is it resonating with you? What are some of the excuses that you know that come out a lot of the time? And once you can just actually put your hand up and say, do you know what? Sly, you're right. I need to stop my excuses. My excuses need to be gone. And I just need to actually get some help and start to tackle this instead of making it a freaking excuse. Then only then can we start to move forward. Okay, only then can we start to get some ascension, get some growth, and actually get you to where you need to be, which is helping more people, changing more lives, and mastering these things instead of them not being excuses. I don't have the money, start mastering money. I don't have the time, start mastering time. I'm in a low income area. Well, learn how to sell better, okay? Or move into a different area. I don't know how to market. Okay, well, let's drop that excuse and let's start marketing properly. I can't close deals. Okay, well, let's learn a good sales system and start getting you confident in talking to and helping people, okay? So I don't wanna hear any more excuses. I just wanna be, you know, you guys moving into action. Next one, I'm scared of failing, okay? So the fear of failure and the fear of success are the biggest fears that hold most people back. So just understand that most people go through fear in growing a business. It's scary all the freaking time, especially if you're at a level where you've reached success, quote unquote success, and you've reached that number that you want to hit and you're there and it's like, woohoo, I just hit my first $10,000 a month and I'm changing more lives and I'm doing all these things. And now you reached it, okay? And now you're like, but what's the next level? Well, now, of course, I hit that and I'm stimulated by reaching that level. And now I suddenly want to go up another level. If you don't encounter some kind of freaking fear getting to the next level, you're not normal. So just understand, if you have a fear of failure right now, you need to start getting okay with it and starting blasting through. It's just an excuse. And the quicker you get okay with failing, the quicker you're going to start succeeding. Okay? So number one, we've got, I don't have money. Just an excuse. Start getting better with money. Number two, I don't have the time. I'm in a low-income area. I don't know how to market myself. I can't close deals. I'm scared of failing. I'm not qualified enough. Here's another great comparison debilitating statement. Okay? I'm not qualified enough. Okay? In comparison to what? You got to remember that when you got your qualification and when you started to train to be and you got your cert, that the point of the certification is it's training you more so than the people that need your help. Okay, so normally what we do is we compare to those that have been maybe in the industry for longer, and therefore, well, I'm not qualified enough to what? To charge enough, to start marketing myself, to do a Facebook post, what? Because you can't help someone? No, of course you can. So if you throw out the excuse of I'm not qualified enough, okay, all that time, every time that you're using that statement, you're just letting people down who could need your help. You just need to step up. And remember, guys, this just all comes back to confidence again, all right? The moment you start to build your confidence, the moment you start to go, I'm okay with being me, and I'm just on this journey, and I'm just going to do the best that I can right now with how I'm showing up, and you drop all the excuses, that is when you're going to start to ascend. That's when you're going to start to get in flow. That's when you're going to start to really start to attract more things to you, because every one of these excuses just holds you back, and more importantly, holds people back that need your help, need your transformation, need your solution, and that passion and drive which is there, which is just covered up by a bullshit thought. Post into comments below. Guys, let's just make this as interactive as we can be. Morgan, Henry, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fitpreneurs Show, where we're talking about excuses. Now remember, excuses affect leads. The biggest thing that everyone wants is more leads, okay? I need more leads, Simon. I need more leads. I just want more people to talk to. I need more clients. Okay, well then let's start dropping some of the excuses. Start educating ourselves. Let's start moving forward. And once you start to drop your excuses, I personally guarantee, I assure you, and I will guarantee to you that you'll start to get more leads. Why? Because you'll start to put yourself out there more. You'll start to actually, the thought that stops you, okay, is when switched around, is going to be a thought that actually helps attract people to you. All right. So the next one is, I'm not as good as. Okay, I'm not as good as. Again, this goes back to the topic of comparison. Okay, when we're always in comparison of, well, I'm here and I'm not there, start doing a track back and looking at how far you've come. Okay, even just to qualify, even just to make the decision to help people, you're doing more than most. All right. So when you start saying, you know, well, I'm not as good as this person and I'm not as good as that person, that person's, well, they got a nicer freaking iPhone filter, or that person's got, like, you know, better editing on their videos and they write better than me. All of the time that you're comparing, okay, is time away from getting what needs to be done, which is just signing up clients and helping people. Okay, you got to start to catch your thoughts and catch your excuses. Very, very important. Post into the comments below with your feedback. This is Simon Love of Fitpreneurs. If you haven't already checked out the new training I've put together for you, head to fitpreneurs.com/triple, where I've put together a brand new training on how to at least triple your business in the next 30 days by teaching you a formula and framework that has helped my clients go from 1,000 a month to 11,000 and beyond in just 30 days by following a system and removing some of their excuses and fears. Head to fitpreneurs.com/triple right now and check out that training. It's brand new. The next one is, I don't have the confidence to. Okay, I don't have the confidence to. The topic I brought up earlier, which is so critical, which is your level of confidence in what you do, not just on the gym floor, but in your business, is going to rapidly help and assist with everything. Confidence affects lead generation. That's the truth. Confidence affects sales and increasing your price points. That's the truth. Confidence affects your ability to go and network and make connections and ask for ask for things, okay? Your mindset is causing either a stagnant income or a growth in your income. And the more trainers and the more people that start to realize that this is what's holding them back and actually get a grip on that, the more bigger change that you will actually have with your clients, which is exactly the same thing that stops them from moving forward and the excuses that they have. Andy says, thought and self-talk are huge when it comes to building your business. And this is, I got massive ascension in my business when so I started to work on myself and my thoughts. We have to recognize that, our thoughts are not our thoughts, okay? It's ego. Sometimes if we've not developed and we've not grown, these thoughts that come into our head, okay, they're not your thoughts. And so we start to believe them. So we have to get a real understanding of the mind and start using your mind like you do the gym. Okay, you got to train it every single day. What are the mindsets and the thoughts that are going to get you to where you need to be? Start writing them down. Start writing down your excuses. But most people won't put in the time and effort doing this. And those that are successful, I can personally guarantee you, those that are watching this and they're like, I'm there, Si. I'm where I need to be and I've done really well. I guarantee you, they've worked on this, they've worked hard, and they've dropped their excuse and they're just getting it done. They're taking action. Because here's the thing, information without action is just information. It's just information. It's just a stimulant. Okay, so what we need to do is get into action. Stop making excuses and start being the client, just like the client that we want to attract ourselves. And it's like how we show up on a daily basis. And it's being consistent, it's being passionate. Yes, very important. But it's also having the right system, having the right guidance. Definitely check out the training, fitpreneurs.com/triple, where I've put together a special training. It's actually talking about gamification, which I wrote an article for Forbes recently, teaching you how to include gamification into your fitness business. Also, how do you get to, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 a month in your business? How is that done? It's called following a blueprint and following a framework and then being held accountable. What gets results? It's about knowledge, yes, in accountability, but you've also got to stick to it. The mindset component of all of this is so critically important, which is why it's really important to go through all of these excuses. Guys, I really want to know, just be honest with me in the chat. What are some of your excuses that you know are holding you back? You guys, I've not seen any right now. Why is that? Post into the comments. Is it because you don't want to admit it? Is it because they're really not there? I would really love to know. What's Buddha up to? Buddha, what are your excuses? He's just eating something. You can see him. He's right down there. Just chewing the face off an animal. As normal. As a puppy does. Post into the comments and let me know what some of the excuses are. So, just wrapping up, guys. Be aware, number one, of your excuses. Write down all the excuses that maybe you know have been holding you back. Okay? So we've got, I don't have the money, don't have the time, I'm in a low-income area, I don't know how to market, I can't close deals or I can't sell, I'm scared of failing, I'm not qualified enough, I'm fearful, I'm not good as this person, and I don't have the confidence to. All of these things are changeable, they are adjustable, and most of all, when you drop your excuses, then you'll be able to start to grow and get yourself to the next level. If I'm just wrapping up now, something I want to share with you is that it doesn't matter where you are right now. And I know that some of you are watching this and maybe you're in a bit of a sticky situation and maybe you're around the wrong people that aren't supporting you. Maybe you're in a situation where you kind of want to get somewhere, but you're like, well, I've been doing this for a long time now and I'm not getting anywhere. You've got to have the honest conversation around you of why that's happening. Okay? You've got to break it down and start to break down what is really going on with the business. Okay, and sometimes you need to step away and just go look yourself in the mirror and go, what is going on? Okay, because I know that some of you watching this, you really are trying hard, right? It's like, Simon, I've been trying this and it's not working. I've been trying this and it's not working. I've been trying this and it's not working. Okay, but understand it will all change once you get a different perspective. And if you're trying to figure things out on your own, it can become very difficult. I would suggest watching the training, fitpreneurs.com, and fitpreneurs.com/triple, and actually spend the time watching that training. And if it feels right, reach out to Fitpreneurs and let us coach you and guide you. We have a badass team of coaches and systems and processes, and it's an elite program, okay? And if you feel uncomfortable right now and it's like, do you know what? I know that I've needed to reach out and get help, but I just, you know, didn't want to do it, or I'm scared or whatever. Just recognize, have the awareness within you to go, this is an excuse. Okay, because sometimes taking that first step to get the breakthrough is about, you know, having an honest assessment of yourself and going, I've just been throwing out excuses all the time. I've been saying that I don't have the money. I truly do. I'm saying that I don't have the time. I'm saying that, well, maybe I tried something before and it didn't work. We've got to get the breakthrough will come in your life and your business once you get honest, raw, and just say to yourself, you know, this is the reality of the situation. But most people don't want to do that. And I didn't want to do it for a long time because it's hard. It takes balls of steel to admit the freaking truth. Henry says, great advice and scaling is great. That's true. Yeah, scaling a business, you've got to have certain things in place. You've got to have the right system to scale. And another thing about scaling your business, you've got to be willing to step away. And the majority of the industry, unless you've got a studio and you've got a team, going from solo, being a personal trainer, to growing a team and scaling, you can't. It's very hard to scale on your own. Okay, scaling your business, okay, is going to mean stepping away and starting to delegate some things instead of being the person with the drum and the tambourine and you're trying to play the song and it just sounds shit because you're trying to play multiple instruments. You can't do everything on your own. Okay, so if you want to scale a business, it's got to be leverageable. You've got to have a group model. You've got to know how to enroll. And you've got to be consistent around all of your marketing, around your lead generation and all those things. Post into the chat below and let's spend a few minutes answering questions for you guys while you've got me on here live and make use of that. You know, I really want to help you succeed. I want to help you help more people. I want you to not be stuck, you know, in the situation where it's just like being average. Fuck that, frankly. You know, let's make this your best ever year. We've just come into the second half of the year. How are we going to make it not just average but exceptional so that you're creating more and more impact and you're saying to yourself, fucking hell, I really stretched myself to a whole new level because someone was willing to call me out and drag my ass through when I was using my excuses. Because we can only grow so much on our own. We can only do so much with the limits of this. Okay, but once this starts to get reframed and we start to grow, we can start to get some massive ascension. I'm just starting my mobile training business. Any advice? So what specifically, Amelia, would you like to know around your training business? Where do you want to take it? You want to have a team? Is it just you on your own? You wanting to get your first client? So I would love to know what area of your mobile business you would like. Are you, what stage are you in? Are you brand new? Or do you not have a name yet? I would like to know a little bit more. Just let me serve you with that. How can you expand, Henry says, and find the right people to trust? This comes from, listen, here's the truth. You know, I went from my own working as Simon Lovell Fitness Business Mentor to growing Fitpreneurs, which is now an amazing company, which is a self-development and business development program. Very unique in the fact that we have to work on the mindset as well as the business skills because both go interwoven. So for a lot of trainers, you know, having just the business, so many people fail just because they get the business strategy, but they don't get the mindset piece. And it's that piece, especially with low confidence in comparison and fear, all of those things play a role in your business, right? So we've had to build Fitpreneurs into a place to be a self-development and business program, which is why it's very unique. So going back to Henry's question, how do you expand and find the right people to trust? You know, I started off on my own and I launched Fitpreneurs and now I have a team, right? We have, because the amount of people that we want to help and I want to serve, I can't do it on my own. So I have a coaching director, I have an operations director, I have coaches, I'm building an A player team, but it hasn't always been like that. And so trust is such a big issue for a lot of people, right? Because what happens is maybe you've had trust issues from previous experiences, and this may be personally or maybe in the business. But in my own personal experience, what can happen is maybe you are in a position, you have your studio, and then you hire in a trainer and they steal a client, okay, and then they're gone. You then create a negative association to hiring because someone else is going to do that too. Okay, and I've been in my own personal situations with fitpreneurs where I've had things happen. And it takes a lot to rebuild trust in people, because what you can do is a great person can come along, and then you can then create all of the associations previously from the damage that was done, quote unquote damage, and it can stop you from growing. You've got to be willing to let that go. So trust is built over time. Trust is something where now I have parts of my team that I really, really trust, but they've been with me and I get to know their character. Okay, so when you're interviewing, you can do that to a certain extent with the people that you bring on, but you've got to be trusting from the outset. You've got to be kind of open and let people prove themselves. Okay, but you can ask questions around what are your values. Eliciting values from someone will get very quickly to help you understand whether it's in alignment with your business. So here's what I'll say on expanding your team and trusting people, which is you have to have people here who are in alignment with your vision. A great question to ask is, what is your ambition, right? Because that answer is going to elicit something which will tell you where they want to go. You know, so it depends. It depends where you are. So hopefully that helps you a little bit, Henry. Post into the comments below. Today we're talking about the topic of excuses. If you want to check out the latest brand new Fitpreneurs training, head to fitpreneurs.com/triple. Okay, where I've put together a training on how to triple your business. But in order to benefit from it, you got to watch it. You got to spend the time. You got to make some sacrifices and sit and watch that hour-long training of me talking over some slides, educating you. Remember, if you want to get to the next level, if you want to be in the top 3% and you want to be a true fitpreneur, you got to put in the effort and reduce the excuses. Excuse me. Any more questions? Post into the comments below. Any questions around growing your business? Any questions around excuses, mindset? Let's give it another few minutes for you guys to be able to help you grow. Remember, the quality of your questions determines the quality of your outcome and the results that you get. So I'm more than happy to answer some of the questions that you guys have coming up. What's a big struggle for you right now? What's something that you're going through in your business that you need some help with? Post into the comments. Did you enjoy this training? Did you learn anything? I would love to know. I'm just like you. I just need to know that I'm doing a good job. Is it better to focus on one area of business? There's actually a really good book called The One Thing. And this, you know, as a popular quote, which is where your focus goes, energy flows. So while you're running a business, and you're wanting it to grow, you need to get masterful in certain things. And the biggest, most important things is if you can get a bunch of leads in, but if you can't sell, then you're going to waste those leads. Okay. So one of the most important things to do is learn how to get good at enrollment. And that's one of the best things that we teach at Fitpreneurs is a great process called the transformation sales process, which helps you enroll clients for a premium, but not feel salesy, and it's seamless and it's easy and it feels good to everyone, because you don't want to feel like some kind of dodgy salesperson. So, you know, that's where our clients get a lot of shifts is, you know, starting to be paid what they're worth, and also having a process where you're selling the outcomes and not the time, not sessions, not blocks, any of that, which is taught by the majority of training companies, which is ridiculous. Henry said, is it better to focus on one area of business, i.e. property, travel, advice, and property? Well, you can combine multiple skills together, which gives you a good USP. I was talking to someone today who's, you know, doing nutrition, but she has also got some amazing skills when it comes to behavior change. I think that it depends. But combining a couple of good skills together can give you a really good USP, unique selling proposition. So for me, you know, the USP of Fitpreneurs is that around we give the business development and the business model and the help and the structure around systems, around sales, marketing, but we also blend in the mindset, which is critical to success. And we're very unique in that area that we have like the best I believe, the best in the world when it comes to the quality of what we do from that perspective and behavior change, because that's really what you need help with your clients. And that's where I actually think the industry is going. Need more trainers who want to commit to working with mindset with their clients instead of just getting shredded and looking good. That's my opinion. Amelia says, makes sense to sell the outcome. Yeah, no one cares about the time that you're spending with them. They care about the outcome. If you come in and you have a call with Fitpreneurs because you want to be coached, what do you want? You want an outcome. You want to make more money. You want to get more clients. You want your business to grow. Okay. It's not about like, are we spending an hour with you? Are we spending X amount of time? No, you show up to every single group call. We'll hold you accountable. We'll get you to where you need to be, but it's all about the outcome. What do you want? What does a client want? When someone comes to you, they want to lose weight, but most of you guys, some of you guys are still selling like the sessions and the blocks. No one cares. What happens when they pay for 10 blocks? Okay. What happens? Is that suddenly got their transformation? No, they need to invest in the outcome. Where do they want to go? They probably want to be sexy on the bikini and be the social butterfly. Offer the outcome. Any more questions? Post into the comments below. And, more than happy to help you guys. So I just want to go and reiterate the excuses topic that we were having earlier, which is so important to recognize. You know, what are some excuses that are holding you back in your business? Number one, we had, I don't have the money. No, it's just not a priority. I don't have the time. Yes, you do. You just need to shuffle some things around and get better with your time management. I'm in a low income area. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean people don't have any money to spend. I don't know how to market myself. Then learn, get the help, get the assistance. Be held accountable, learn the processes. It's all, everything's learnable. Stop complaining about where you are and do the things that successful people have done to get them to where they need to be at a true deep level, not just dabbling. There's a difference between dabbling and actually like getting it done properly and committing. What has been your commitment level? That's a question I always ask myself. If I'm not somewhere and I sit and I'm working with my trainer and I'm not like got a six pack, I can't like blame him. I've got to go, how committed have I been? I've been eating cheesecakes this weekend. So I can't close deals or sell. It's a learnable skill. Okay. I'm scared of failing. Everyone who's successful has had to overcome some kind of resistance, some kind of uncertainty in order to get themselves to where they need to be. I'm not qualified enough. Doesn't matter. Just get results with people. Okay. You can be qualified and do a better freaking job in your first month than some trainers who have been doing this for 5 years that do not give a flying fuck. That's the truth. Number nine, I'm not as good as, okay? I'm not as good as someone else. Stop comparing yourself, okay, to other people. The moment that you guys continue to compare yourselves is the moment you're not being of service to other people because you're focused upon yourself, okay? And I don't have the confidence. Confidence is something which builds over time as we change your thoughts, your belief system, and your identity. All of you guys are good enough. You're fantastic. And you have a mission, and therefore you should serve that mission at the optimum level. How can you become a big, massive brand, a logo label with the current market race? That's a great question. You've got to take the baby steps, man. You've got to take the steps required to build a big brand. A big brand isn't built overnight unless there's a lot of heavy investment that goes into building that. Look at Fitpreneurs. It started off as a podcast. Okay, Fitpreneurs started off as a podcast, and then I decided to build it and my goal for it to be the leading coaching and mentoring company for personal trainers with a unique angle on mindset and business development. And where I'm taking the industry is ensuring that trainers have their fitness, their nutrition, and their mindset to create lasting true transformation. I have a location called the True Transformation Ranch, which is opening in San Diego, my new location, which I'm super excited by, which is going to be facilitating that. So it's where if you want to be growing a big, massive brand, define also big, massive. What does that mean specifically? How much revenue is it? What you'll find is that, you know, you can start. There's so many different stories of how big brands have started, but it's not like everyone wants things to happen overnight. But, you know, as this brand is growing, as, you know, as Fitpreneurs is growing and my clients' brands are growing, sometimes they all started off just, you know, we're going back to Bali. One of my clients who does Mummy Makeover, previous clients, Gary, you know, that started with an idea in Bali, which now he's taking it, you know, to a whole nother level. But you just got to get started. You got to know your outcome. And again, this comes back to mindset. You got to be clear upon the vision that you have. What's your vision of the company And once you start to meditate on that, you start to focus on it, you start to build connections, what it takes is a couple of great connections, and suddenly you could find yourself with a big investment or a joint venture or a partnership, which can suddenly be bought out by a different company. So you never know the direction in which it's going to go. For me, building my brand into quote unquote a big brand is about me taking the steps necessary to build over time by building the team. You know, so again, it started off as me and my assistant, and now I have an operations director and a coaching director and coaches and a marketing team, and I'm still growing that, right? I'm still growing it as the company is growing. But in order to get there and for me to grow it to that next level, I have to be consistent around what I'm doing. I have to make sure that we're always improving. I have to make sure that, you know, we look at, you know, all the different trends and make sure that we're using the right technology. And I'm always thinking ahead in terms of where the industry is going to be in a few years instead of what's happening right now. So sometimes you can get a massive idea and suddenly get some investment, but it also depends on the route that you want to go down yourself. Some people don't want investment and they want to own 100% of their company, which is where I am at with my business. You know, I own 100% of my company. And that came from previous experiences with giving a percentage of the business away. So there's pros and cons to also that. Also, Henry, I don't know where you are right now in the life cycle of your business. So, you know, what is it specifically that you're looking to grow? But I love and I appreciate and I admire that you want to do that and you want to have a big, massive brand. What's the reason you want that big, massive brand? What's the impact that brand's going to have? What's the legacy that it's gonna move forward? You know, I'm building Fitpreneurs, you know, to a point where, you know, it's gonna be helping to, you know, give more money to charity and do more charitable things, and I've got a big vision of where I want to take the industry, and I can't do it all at once, right? And that's a challenge a lot of the time for a creator, for someone who's creative and has a lot of ideas, is that you want to do everything at once. But as my team tells me sometimes, we've got to slow down and we've got to start to implement things in the right timeline of where the business is. It doesn't mean that you can't have fast growth. It doesn't mean that you can't ascend quickly. It just means that you need to do things in the right stages, and every business goes through the life cycle of a business. The problem with comparison is you see something that someone has and you're like, well, they got that overnight. I guarantee that a lot of work went into getting that to where it is today. And if you actually knew the story and you knew where it got to, then you would appreciate the journey of it. And there's also a lot of great books in telling the story of how brands were built. So I'd like to know more specifically around the brand that you want to build and how maybe potentially we could speed that up for you. All right, guys, any more questions on this topic of excuses or any questions? I love the mindset topic. So if you guys have anything around mindset or sales, marketing, any question, excuse me, if I can answer it for you, I would gladly do that. But where are you? Let me get the pop. Hang on. Oh, yes. Okay, Buddha, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions, Buddha? No? Okay, do you have any questions for Buddha? He's sleepy. Look how sleepy he is. Look. Okay. All right, let's go to another question. How do you keep focus mentally to keep you strong in your business? I love that question. I love that question. Here is the truth about growing a business and ascending. The challenges do not get easier as you grow. And what takes most people down is this, okay? Especially in tough times. You have to have a rock solid daily routine. And everyone should write this word down, or these two words, self-freaking-care. Because naturally in the industry you put other people first, it naturally means that you don't practice a lot of self-care. And the self-care is what's going to help you. So, for example, we did a mastermind in San Diego here, and I said the night before, you've got to be here at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I put the guys through a Navy SEALs experience. Why? Because as they're in the mastermind, it's a $30,000 a year investment, and you need to be doing $10,000 a month to qualify for that. But as you're growing your business, you're going to need to deal with more stuff, Okay? As you get more popular, more people are going to say certain things. You're going to have to deal with more things. And if you're not resilient, the biggest, what takes most people down is that rejection. It's that, oh, someone will say something and then it can cripple you. What I noticed over time, and this is really important, which is when I first started to be able to sell and market myself, when I got hit with something negative, I would stay down for a few days. Like, it would affect me for days, right? With the self-development and the mindset work and the growth and the, you know, I've been to India and done meditation and make it like really mastered the mindset side of it. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get hit. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be challenged. It's always going to happen. If you're a delusional and you think that growing your business is going to be easy, then I would probably just quit now. But when you have a great routine and you meditate and you take time out and you don't burn yourself out, and burnout comes a lot of the time because you don't have the right freaking business structure in place. When you have the wrong business structure in place, you don't have leverage and you're doing one-to-one and you don't have a lot of time, and like the time that you do have, you're not practicing self-care, you are going to hit freaking burnout super fast, which means that if you're burnt out and your energy is low, if something hits you, you go down super quick, right? So if you're not practicing self-care, when something hits you, you will go down so much faster. That's so important to understand, guys. Everything is energy, right? So you really have to understand that it's your self-care and it's you taking care of yourself that like fills you up. Because if you're filled up, at least when you get a hit, you can deal with it. But if you're empty and you get a hit, okay, you're going to go down like a sack of shit. That's the truth. So in tough times, you have to get tougher mentally. That's the truth. So that's my answer for that. That's a great question. Joel, welcome. Long time. So the mental side of business is far more important than the strategy side of business, in my opinion, because you can't apply a strategy that you're not mentally strong enough to implement. So you know, you look at the amount of times that someone gets knocked back, but they end up succeeding. It was that they were resilient and that they pushed through. And that when most people were going to quit, they decided to stay. So the question is like, how long are you going to keep on staying? You know, there's so many people that quit early and then they blame. There's so many people that hang in the towel and then they say, well, they blame external elements. And the truth is that you just weren't resilient enough and you didn't do the work required mentally to stay on top of it, because it's the emotional mastery that will get your business to the next level. It's your emotional mastery that when there's an opportunity and someone says no, you say, fuck it, and you go and take a different direction through the back door, right? So it really doesn't matter where you are. You know, I went from $50,000 in debt and gambling and drugs to growing a $1 million company in 18 months. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that it doesn't matter where you are. You can create whatever the hell you like. If you decide to commit on this and you decide to work on this and you start to make sacrifices, you remove your circle of friends that aren't supporting you or family members that aren't supporting you, and you start to be around positivity, you start to not just learn and educate and watch shit, but you actually start to implement it. You actually start to take action, removing the fear and following through. How much follow through is there? If I actually break down and someone says to me, well, Simon, my fitness business isn't working or I'm not where I want to be, like, just pull back the freaking curtain and show me the truth and I will lay out exactly why you're not getting to where you need to be, right? Because I'll see it. I'll see the level of action. And everyone can say all this and they can do all this and say, well, Simon, I did this and I did that, right? But the truth is, when it comes down to it and you actually break it down, then there's most people that are just, again, throwing out so many excuses. I would like to know more about your plan and like your true honest opinion. I appreciate that. Yeah, head to check out actually the training, fitpreneurs.com/triple, or head to the website fitpreneurs.com and apply for the breakthrough call. Chat to one of the guys at Fitpreneurs. Henry, appreciate that. Any more questions, guys? I love this topic of mindset and growth and personal development and journey. And here's the thing, guys, like, I'm still on the journey. I'm not perfect by any stretch, but that's why I have people to stretch me and to call me out and to call me on my excuses, right? And to stretch me, because we will only do so much with what we know. Okay, we only know what we know. I can only teach what I know and what I've experienced and what I've learned to be able to help people move forward. And that's why I'm always looking to invest and grow, but also learn over time that self-care is such a critical element of it. Because if you're not feeling good, if you're not feeling good about yourself, that's going to affect your sales. If you're not feeling good about yourself, that's going to affect the videos and content that you put out. If you're not feeling good about yourself, the interactivity that you have with other people and creating opportunities, it's going to fail. And you may make bad decisions. Krang, welcome, welcome, welcome. Morgan, welcome to the show. Well, I've done this for an hour and I was expecting to go for 20 minutes. So I've got 1 minute and I'm going to end it on the hour. Now, say goodbye to Buddha, because truth is he needs a snack. So wrapping up, guys, in the last 45 seconds, if you know that you want to remove your excuses and you really want to get exponential growth and you want to get support, then head to fitpreneurs.com, apply for the breakthrough call, or if you want some more free training, just go to fitpreneurs.com/triple and check out the new training, okay, to be able to get your business to the next level. I sincerely want to help you, I want to guide you, I want me to be your mentor and my team to help you. And the reason why I built a team is that we can support you from multiple different areas, not just your business, okay? Again, it doesn't matter where you are now. It matters where you're going and the vision and the compelling future and the vision of the future that you have to be able to change more lives. I'll see you again.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.